Well, ahead of this summit, leaders were questioning the future of NATO and what the alliance would look like in the next 70 years. We've heard now from the Secretary General following the NATO summit saying that all leaders had agreed to increase their defence spending, but also said that this was nothing new. And in fact, NATO had seen the fifth yearly rise in defence spending, which he described as unprecedented. Other commitments were made in terms of coordinated responses and stepping up efforts against cyber threats, but also stepping up efforts when it comes to defence of land, air, sea, and of course cyber, with telecoms and 5G security mentioned in that as well. The Secretary General of NATO also mentioned that for the first time, the leaders of the NATO alliance addressed concerns over China, including not only the challenges that the country brings, but also the opportunities as well. And they have encouraged China to participate in arms control arrangements. The next NATO meeting is scheduled for 2021. But of course, this summit here in London has been overshadowed by discussions about whether NATO has the strength that it needs to continue over the next 70 years, with real questions being raised over one of its main principles.